This week we hear from the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, and then also chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. So I'll be reading from the New Living Translation this morning. Let our hearts be prepared to receive the Word of God. There is so much more we would like to say about this, but you don't seem to listen, so it's hard to make you understand. You have been Christians a long time now, and you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things a beginner must learn about the Scriptures. You're like babies who drink only milk and cannot eat solid food. And a person who is living on milk isn't very far along in the Christian life and doesn't know much about doing what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who have trained themselves to recognize the difference between right and wrong and then do what is right. So let us stop going over the basics of Christianity again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start all over again with the importance of turning away from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. You don't need further instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And so, God willing, we will move forward to further understanding. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we hear these words, they appear quite pointed, and honestly, they probably do a real good job of describing what it is that we face on our quest to make disciples. As we go out of the doors of the church and we reach out to people to help them understand why it's important to have Christ in their life, why it's important to come to church, this is a good description of the people that we may very well encounter. Those that understand Christianity on the surface, but don't fully understand all of the implications of what it means to be a Christian. Now, this message is written, was pointed to the second generation Jewish Christians of that day that were most likely torn between their traditional practice, in other words, what they've always done, what they were comfortable with, how it was that they typically did things, and then they were torn between that and this new foundation that had been laid out in Jesus Christ. And I would say that perhaps they were at a point of maybe reverting to their old way rather than growing in that new way that was intended. And that sounds pretty familiar, because I think we all have faced that challenge in our life, that when things get a little difficult, or if things are kind of going along real well, then we're hesitant to change things, to move out of our comfort zone. We're hesitant to do something new. We're hesitant to make a change in our life, because even good change causes stress. I mean, we know that stress is caused by bad things, but stress is also caused by good. When good things are happening, it does create a little anxiety in our hearts. But this word that we hear this morning, truly it does point to the challenges that we face as disciples, the challenges that we face to help others grow more deeply in Christ in their own life. But it also describes some of the temptation that we may face in our lives as Christians, about how sometimes we could more easily backslide or turn away because we're used to doing things one particular way. As the Word says, we have been Christians for a long time. Some longer than others, but we have been Christians for a long time. And as Christians, we're expected to be different. We're expected to be different in many ways because, you know, our lives as Christians should reflect that active presence of Jesus Christ. It should reflect that active presence of Christ in all that we say, all that we do, how we serve, how we love, how we reach out to our friends and our enemies. It should reflect that active presence in Christ rather than a dormancy of being content in what we have done for ourselves. We shouldn't be that person who looks at what they have, what they've created for themselves, and sit back and say, I'm really pleased with what I have, my house, my car, my hobbies, my job, all of these things. I mean, this is all me, and I'm happy here, so I'm not going to do anything else. As Christians, we're expected to be that reflection of the active presence of Christ, of God, who has created all things, who has given all things, and who has enabled us to be where we are now. Church and being a Christian, those are things that should be termed or viewed more in a sense of being actions rather than places or titles, and that gives us that idea of what the active presence of Christ is. Church is not a place that we go. Christian is not a title that we wear. Rather, those things indicate a church is a place that is doing. A Christian is a person who is going and doing and preaching the Word and sharing the Word. What this Scripture reveals, one of the things that Scripture reveals, is that we must be spiritually mature. And that's where our challenge is as we go out of this place in our mission and in our witness and in our evangelism. And we go out of this place and we tell others about Jesus Christ, or we live our lives in a way that tells others about Christ, the challenge that we face is that there are so many that are out there that just understand the surface of what it means to be a Christian. And as we delve deeper into the Word of God, we see that being a Christian is more complicated than saying or wearing the title as Christian, that being a Christian is more complicated than just coming to church, that being a Christian is more complicated than tithing, that being a Christian is more complicated than praying. There are other expectations and places that we grow more deeply spiritually, and that's what we have to help others understand. You see, we can't live on the basics. As the Scripture refers to it this morning from Hebrews, that basic is milk. We can't live on the milk alone. We can't live on the milk alone, which indicates us to be in our infancy of spirituality. Rather, we must desire that solid food. That solid food that defines us as mature Christians who are trained to know our responsibilities. That solid food that we receive this morning as we share in Holy Communion together as a body of Christ, that indicates that covenant that God made with us and that promise that we made back to Him. Those things that we profess with our membership in the United Methodist Church, those things that we say with our hearts and our souls when we accept Christ on the day that we're baptized, those are the more deeper, spiritually solid foods that we desire in our hearts. But human beings throughout history have had that tendency to slide a little bit, to be pulled off of temptation a little bit. At times we've not always been fully obedient, and at times we take the easy way rather than the most appropriate way. What we see in our lives and in the life of the church is that, and by our lives I mean human beings, what we see in the lives of many churches is that often we reach a certain point, we get comfortable, and we fail to move past that point into further growth and understanding, and essentially we fail to move to that point of sanctification. When we talk about the means of grace, we talk about the prevenient grace, we talk about the justifying grace, and we talk about the sanctifying grace. That's sanctification. One of the traditional core Wesleyan Methodist concepts is moving to that point of perfection and love, Christian perfection and love. And it's a journey. And that journey requires stepping out of our comfort zone. That journey requires moving past the comfortable and moving in to the challenging as we desire to be challenged more spiritually. And that's the challenge that we face as a body of Christ in action, helping others to understand that relationship with Jesus Christ. The challenge that we face is that sometimes people don't want to move. Sometimes people don't want to go past where they are, and they're afraid of what that change may look like. Well, what if I do say yes to Jesus? What if I say yes to this call into the ministry? What if I say yes into this call into some certain service or to some new program? Then how is that going to change me? And that's where we, as a body of Christ, as disciples of Christ, have a responsibility to help others know. As we live a life that reflects Christ, as we tell others about the encounters that we've had with Christ in our life and how we've been changed, our challenge is to let others know that it's okay, and that relationship is something that we all should desire, and that relationship gets deeper as we take those additional chances. But as we hear the word this morning, we also hear something else. We hear something that says we spend too much time going back over again and again and again of the basics of Christianity. And as we do that, we don't move to that point of a deeper understanding in Christ. We spend too much time going back over the basics of Christianity. And we know, and we see those efforts out there, where there have been, there are groups and there are churches that their message is consistent. Repent or go to hell. Do you know your salvation? I mean, just over and over and over. And those are good points. But at some point, we have to help people move past that and understand that there are good things to be realized through a deep relationship with Jesus Christ. There are good things to be realized when we participate in a powerful, committed, obedient prayer life. There are good things to be realized when we come to church and we sit with our brothers and sisters on Sunday mornings and at other times. We grow together. We start to understand things more. And personally, I believe I'm probably a good example of that, because I can't say that early in my life, when I started church service, when I started serving as a leader in the church, that I was that committed or that obedient. But I know when I gathered every Sunday morning to teach this small group that I was teaching, I found that not only was I accountable to God, but I was also accountable to them. And they were accountable to God, and they were accountable to me. And together, we grew spiritually. As we asked the hard questions, as we taught the hard things and made the hard changes. And I started seeing then that, you know, there is more to being a Christian than just going to church and to praying. We have to be challenged. We have to move past that basic nurture, the milk, and move greater into that deeper understanding by being fed that spiritually solid food. Essentially, we find it comfortable to be fed the milk, but there is more. Brothers and sisters, I stand before you this morning to tell you that we as a body of Christ are charged with being different. We know that. We've accepted that responsibility. But we must make the change. And we must be that instrument of change. We simply cannot just read the word. We simply cannot just hear the word. We must act on the word. We must respond to the word. We must be doers of the word. We must respond and experience the growth that it enables. And we must take this word to a place to where it can grow and to help others grow. We have to encourage others to apply the concept of God's holy word into their lives if we're going to see that change. Continually, we talk about the mission of the Methodist Church: to follow Jesus, make disciples, and transform the world. Follow Jesus, make disciples, and transform the world. And how does that happen? It happens first with us being committed in our own spiritual lives, of seeking that deeper spiritual feeding of the solid food. And then from there, we're able to confidently introduce others into Jesus Christ. One Christian at a time, one person at a time. And then eventually maybe we can change our family. Then maybe we can change our community. And then maybe we see that change that takes place in the world. Christians that feast on the solid food demonstrate a level of spiritual maturity that we each desire. That we each desire in our own hearts. That journey towards sanctification. Spiritually mature Christians teach others rather than just being taught. spiritually mature Christians seek to understand more deeply in their own lives. Spiritually mature Christians perform self-examination, close self-examination. And they seek unity not only with their friends and their family, but also their enemies. Spiritually mature Christians desire to be challenged, and they participate in careful study of the Word. Spiritually mature Christians have an active prayer life and are committed to that prayer life. They have an active faith, and they live in confidence that has been made possible through the blood of Christ. And spiritually mature Christians look at all things through the lens of the Word of God. Jesus Christ is our Savior. He's the answer. He's the answer, and truly He is the face of God that has been revealed to this world. He is that revelation. So I say to you now, let us move past our comfort zones and let us be fed. Let us feast on the depths of knowledge that are made possible by God. And let us continue our travel on our journey of sanctification. Let the body come to the table. Let the body come to the table together. And let us now be filled with that spiritually solid food made possible through the body of Christ. Praise be to God.